Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there.
Welcome to Breakthrough Directions. Each week, Breakthrough Directions explores the two faces of your business, outward through marketing and client delivery, and inward, your vision, profit model, systems, team, and you, so you can grow a business you love and live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Everyone, to another episode of Breakthrough Directions here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, calling to you live this week from sunny but windy Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have got a great show lined up for you guys today, one that I've been really excited about for the last couple of weeks. We have my co-host, Linda Feinholz, the founder of the Breakthrough Academy at breakthroughbydesign.com. Linda is calling in live from Los Angeles, California. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Gina. So it's windy over there on that coast, huh?
It is. So hopefully the wind noise isn't too bad. Hopefully I've got it minimized as much as I can.
And nope, not hearing it at all at this end. So wonderful.
Yay!
Well, as you know, and as some of our listeners know, I have been very excited for the guest who's joining us on today's show. You may remember that back in September, I had the opportunity to go to the We First Social Branding Seminar that our dear friend Simon Mannering held here in West Hollywood, California. And he brought in the most amazing set of speakers from around the world, frankly. It's the premier corporate event for purpose-driven social marketing. And one of the speakers who is our guest today, and I knew I wanted Chris to join us because what he shared was part of what I love about business and innovation, which is that in the process of creating a solution for one set of clients, Chris and his team uncovered how to take those tools and, in a sense, turn them on their head and make them tools that a different set of clients could use. And you're going to hear all about that on today's show, as well as the products and services and the whole background of Chris Miglino. So, Chris, welcome aboard.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm really well. Thank you so much for joining us. So, you know, as a little bit of background for our listeners, you've been at this nexus of consumers and brands and social and lifestyle media and this whole idea that's really coming to the forefront now, which is cause marketing. And I'm so looking forward to bringing all that together into today's conversation. And I just know, Gina, you've got so much that you want to bring into the conversation as well.
Absolutely. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you're doing over at Social Reality.
So we started Social Reality on the idea of helping brands create marketing programs that tied around nonprofit organizations. So we were working with really large brands that were interested in doing programs with that benefited a nonprofit organization, and then we would take that and we would buy media and we would create the programs and distribute it over the social media to drive engagement. And so what we found was that when big brands engaged users around a philanthropic cause, that they were able to drive more engagement to whatever activity that they were doing. And so that became a big piece of our business. And then from that, we've grown the business to just include a lot of regular brand marketing and a lot of, mostly revolved around digital advertising. So we have two platforms. We have a real-time bidding platform, which gives the owners of websites the ability to generate revenue off of their content that they have on their websites. And we give them the tools that they need to generate and fill all of the inventory that they have on their websites. And then we have a social media platform that's called GroupAd. And GroupAd is a tool that brands can use to launch social media campaigns, select a nonprofit organization that they want to partner with, and then deploy their social media campaign. So that's the, you know, we focus around everything that has to do with digital media and social media, and we have a tie that the social consciousness forefront, which is really where our roots started within the company.
And what you're talking about, having the bigger brands tied to philanthropic causes and nonprofits and whatnot, is that something that smaller businesses should be doing too?
Yeah, of course. So that's why we created the group ad platform. And brands can get there by going to groupad.com, and they are able to go there, select, you know, from different pre-created applications that we've done, and then tie a nonprofit organization to it. Because what's happened in the past is that these really large brands have been the ones that have been able to afford executing on these type of things, whereas the smaller brands have not been able to afford to execute on these type of campaigns. So we took the things we were building for the larger brands and made them available for smaller brands. So for a small monthly fee, brands can do that.
That's outstanding. And I personally really advocate doing things like that, whether you're a small business or a big business. Let's talk a little bit about why that's so important in today's world and today's economy.
Well, brands are, brands need to do something that's going to captivate them, right? And it works for nonprofits as well. Nonprofits need, every nonprofit in the world wants to go out and cut a deal with Toyota or cut a deal with one of these big brands. And it just doesn't happen for all of them. There's too many nonprofits. They're better off focusing on businesses that are in their local communities that can really support them and can give them, generate revenue for them. And this is a way that enables companies, small companies, let's say like your local insurance agency, to get exposure for what they're doing for a nonprofit organization in a community by saying, hey, I'm XYZ State Farm insurance person, and I'm supporting this particular nonprofit organization. If you watch their video or if you take this activity, I'll donate more money to that nonprofit. What that does is it gives credibility to the business because it shows that they're a concerned citizen and that they're helping the community, and it helps the nonprofit to get exposure that they wouldn't be able to get because they don't have the marketing dollars to be able to do it. And then people are willing to take those activities in those communities because they're willing to take those activities because they're rewarded feeling as if they're doing something good for the community. So if I know that if I take this activity for this nonprofit organization that's sponsored by this particular company, then and that company's willing to make a donation to that nonprofit for that activity, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to take that time to make that happen.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Can you give us an example from maybe one of your clients of how they use this?
Sure. We did a program with Aflac, where Aflac was supporting the Children's Hospital in Atlanta. And they give money every year to the Children's Hospital in Atlanta. So we said, look, take $1 million of that money that you're giving to the Children's Hospital in Atlanta and give it to us. Let us run with that money and see what we can do with it. So we got 1 million people to watch a video about what Aflac is doing at this hospital in Atlanta in exchange for every person that watched the video, Aflac donated $1 to the hospital. So it was, they ended up donating $1 million through this program to the activities that they have at the hospital. So and
wow.
Then we have a bunch of other ones. We have a lot of other programs like that we've done. We worked on a program with Toyota called the Toyota Halftime Handoff, where we worked with, we helped select 80 nonprofit organizations that competed on a weekly basis to earn the right to win $15,000 a week. And then it got narrowed down to 4 per week. And then those 4 would compete based on the amount of likes and shares and all the social media metrics that are around the campaign. And then those people are those nonprofit organizations were then the one that won. NBC came to their facility and filmed a 30-second and a 2-minute spot, and then they ran the 30-second spot on Sunday Night Football every week for 15 weeks, whichever one was winning that particular week. So it was a lot of exposure for the nonprofit, and it was great exposure for the Toyota as well.
That's fantastic. And just give our listeners a little bit of an idea of the companies that you work with. I mean, you've worked with so many brands.
Yeah, I mean, we literally have worked with hundreds of brands. So there's people that we're working with on a daily basis. So it's, you know, too many to actually mention.
And if you just go to socialreality.com, you'll see right on the homepage lots and lots and lots of different brands that Social Reality has worked with. What a huge impact you must be making.
Well,
sorry, go ahead.
You know, we find that the nonprofit business is it has a certain element to it, right? So not all of our business is this nonprofit business because it doesn't generate enough exposure. It doesn't generate enough revenue. So we have to do both. So that's why we created our group ad platform, to be both revolved around nonprofit organizations, and also it has an element that is just a pure loyalty program that gives consumers points instead of donations to nonprofit organizations. So the brand can choose what they want to do. They can either be, you know, they can either go into the community and do something, or they don't have to. They can, you know, they can just do a points-based system as well. So it's really important for brands, you know, and to tie with a nonprofit. It's a great way to get exposure. And especially if they already have a relationship with a nonprofit organization, they can just use a platform like ours to enhance that relationship.
Yeah, that's really the key, right? It's all about relationships. In today's world, people don't just want to go out and buy a product. It's never about the price anymore. I could buy Coke, I could buy Pepsi. Which one do I like the taste of the best? Which one is going to be the cheapest for my budget? It's not about
that.
It's about wanting to do some good in the world, even though I want to drink a soda. And that by itself will dictate which one I choose quite often.
Right. I agree. It helps the consumer make a decision about what they want to do. It's the type of thing that sticks front of mind.
Yes, yes. Most of our listeners are either solopreneurs or other types of smaller businesses. And I think for the small businessman, they think that they don't have the big budget like a big brand would. They couldn't afford to spend $1 million or donate $1 million. How do the smaller business owners participate in something like this without $1 million budget to do it?
Well, that's why we created Group Ad. So we created it so that smaller brands could participate in this. So in order for let's say a small company that has 5,000 likes on their Facebook fan page, it's going to cost them $50 a month to use our platform. And then so we really created it so it's inexpensive for a brand to do it. And then it's all based around how much interaction they can get with their consumer. So if you're a small business, you have a relationship with a nonprofit organization that you make a donation to, instead of just making that donation straight to the nonprofit, run it through Group Ad, tell the nonprofit, we're going to get you some marketing exposure, we're going to get you people to engage with the platform. And those people will understand what your nonprofit does, and for every person that engages, will donate $1 to your nonprofit organization instead of just saying, here's your annual $10,000 or here's your annual $5,000, whatever they donate to their local nonprofit organization. They can use the platform to make that happen, get exposure for themselves, get exposure for the nonprofit organization, which benefits both of them, and then the nonprofit still gets a financial benefit from the donation from the brand.
Oh, my goodness. That is brilliant, Chris. That is really brilliant. It really levels the playing field for the small business owner.
Yeah, because it's hard for these guys. I mean, you know, we build stuff for these big brands, and it costs, you know, $100,000 for the stuff we build for them. And it's, you know, small brands could never do that. But we take, you know, stuff that we've built in the past, and we've integrated it into our platform so that, you know, stuff that we know works that small brands could use. So that's why GroupAd is, you know, is developed that way. And also, you know, if there's nonprofits out there that want to be part of GroupAd, you know, just have them get in touch with us. And it's a great thing for nonprofits to run with. They can say, look, we're part of GroupAd, and we're, you know, we want you to donate money to us, and you can do it through this GroupAd platform. It's a great way for you to get exposure for your company. Then the, you know, then it's a different pitch for them to the people that are they're trying to get a donation from.
Right. So I work with a small nonprofit out of Illinois by the name of Gridiron Alliance. They primarily in the past have worked with high school football players who have had injuries that result in paraplegia and quadriplegia. They've just recently expanded to working with athletes in any field, high school or college, around the country, not just in Illinois. In the past, for them to get donations, they literally have to go out and ask for a handout. They might get $500 from this person, $5,000 from that company. But it comes across like they're begging all the time. For them to participate in GroupAd changes it completely. They're no longer out there just asking for a handout. They're offering the companies they're going to, or even the smaller business owners that they're going to, a way to continue doing what they're doing, growing their own business, and doing it in a way that helps them at the same time. Really changes their whole
message.
Exactly.
So the nonprofits, in essence, can become a major selling force for us, right? So every nonprofit out there that's on the GroupAd platform becomes a sales team in and of themselves. We give them a platform that they can then take and go and promote out to all of the people that are willing to make a donation to them. And then once they bring those people in, we can help those companies do all of their digital media. We can help them, you know, with their banner advertising and with their social advertising. So we can help them get more exposure, which in turn gets more exposure for the nonprofit organization.
Really great thing to do. I've got to get the handful of nonprofits I work with in touch with you this week, because that would be so good for them. I mean, just with Gridiron Alliance, some of their supporters include companies like Chemeckler-Schemmlecker. All of the NFL teams in the country support Gridiron Alliance. Well, each one of those NFL teams, whether it's the Chicago Bears, the Dallas Cowboys, doesn't really matter. They're businesses unto themselves, all of them needing to use social media and the power of the Internet to grow their individual franchises.
Right.
We have so many big companies, insurance companies that have been regular supporters. All of them could really be doing things in a more effective way, both for their own business as well as for Gridiron Alliance. I would think that by tying this to the advertising spending, not just to their contributions to nonprofits, that the companies actually end up donating more than they otherwise would, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, because they're getting a return from their donation. So they may start out and say, look, I'm willing to donate $5,000. And then after the campaign runs and they get the exposure for that $5,000, they may come back and go, oh, that was fantastic. Now I'll up it to $10,000, because it's almost like it's buying media for their exposure, right? So they're getting exposure for their donation. Before, they were like, you know, doing a donation for $5,000, and they didn't get anything out of it except for, you know, recognition at a dinner somewhere or something, you know? Now they're getting exposure across the board.
Turns
which
it
is
from
fantastic
an expense into an investment.
Exactly, and it turns it into a marketing tool instead of just a nonprofit donation. It turns it into a marketing line item for the brand. So they look at it, instead of looking at it like, oh, what do we got left over? Let's donate $5,000 or $10,000 to this company. It ends up looking like a marketing line item, which tends to get a lot more money than the donation line item.
Absolutely. And this is really what the idea of social entrepreneurship is all about for our listeners to better understand it. When you're using social entrepreneurship to grow your business and your brand awareness, your engagement, you're really planning things in a very different way. It's not just about going out and selling something to people. It's going out and talking about the difference you're making in the world, because that by itself really does make you more money in the end. Combination of doing good and making more money is one that you don't hear enough people, in my opinion, talking about. But it really does make your marketing as if it were on steroids, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It gives you it's one more element. It brings together a whole other team of people that are pushing your initiative as well. So, and nonprofit supporters tend to be very active. So people that are involved in nonprofit organizations are very passionate about the issue at hand. So if you can get those people supporting your brand and feeling connected to your brand, then you are, and you can use our tool to do that, you're creating a lot of value for the brand.
Absolutely. And boy, that is certainly true within the organizations I work with, like Gridiron. They have a team of interns that would love nothing more than to have something to go out and talk on social media about. Usually they don't have a lot to talk about, right? Boy, we could put all six of them to work 20 to 40 hours a week if we had something for them to go and use social media to talk about. This gives them that tool.
Right. You can, and we have a bunch of things you can choose from that we've built into the platform. We have, we have a video element, we have a quiz element, we have a catalog element where people can build their own collages. Like, to take your football example, people would be able to create a collage of images of their favorite football players, or you could have photos of all of these players that have had injuries in the past, and people could create their own collage around that and then share that with, across the web. And then in exchange for other people sharing it, there's a donation made from a particular brand. So that starts to go viral, and then other people can create their own collage of those images. So you start getting a lot of people creating collages of all of these different football players that are out there, and they start showing up all over the web. So that's, it's that kind of idea that gets value. And meanwhile, the brand name is front and center around this whole thing as people tweet it and post it and share it and, all different elements of social media.
And one of the things I talk about with my students all the time, sales is fueled by conversions. Conversions is fueled by engagement. And what fuels engagement is called discovery. Discovery is based on the premise that people don't come to a website looking for stuff to buy. In fact, people are in such a multitasking world, they don't even see the totality of what's there until you cause a chemical reaction to take place in their brain. And the way that you cause that chemical reaction to take place requires a number of elements to be there. You've got to really give them richly interpretable information, giving them pictures that they can then turn into a collage, giving them a quiz that they take that gets self-scored, richly interpretable information. Give them a way to get recognition for themselves. Well, to create that collage, that's what they're doing when they're sharing it with their friends. They're getting recognition for themselves. And with social media, it adds that third element of having a way to interact with other people while you're getting interaction going and recognition for yourself. The combination of those elements gets them to see what's on your website in a totally different way because it caused the chemical reaction to take place in their brain. It will get them more engaged, which will therefore improve your conversions, which will therefore improve your sales. It's just a beautiful chain of events. And what I see you guys doing is something that is very novel, very rare. There aren't a lot of tools out there that by themselves improve discovery. This is a beautiful, very reasonably priced tool that will improve discovery, which fuels the engagement, which fuels the conversions. There's no way that it can't turn into both more money for the brand and more money for the nonprofit. It's just a huge, huge way of doing it. And people can get started,
exactly.
It looks like, for as little as $30 a month.
Yep.
Not holy amazing. Cow.
So, but I mean, if you're
it really is,
and if you're you know, if you're a nonprofit organization, you can have 15 companies supporting you. So you could use the tool to go out there and get 15 people in the community to run a campaign around you. And you say, look, we're part of this program. You know, just you can, so you're not just stuck with one brand, then you can have, you know, 15 different people in the community doing the same thing around around your nonprofit organization.
And does the nonprofit have to pay the subscription fee too?
Well, if the nonprofit wants to use it on their own, they would have to do that. But if they wanted to be part of the program and just get other brands to support it, no, they don't. But if they wanted to use it on their own and say, you know, put together their own programs, then they would have to do it. But again, it's priced in a way that you know, even a nonprofit organization could use it and could afford to use it.
Chris,
when you were
sharing all of this at the We First Social Branding Conference, one of the things that struck me, you know, there were probably 50% of the attendees in the room were nonprofits, and so many of them were standing up saying they were trying to figure out how to build relationships with sponsors and so on. And one of the things that made me so passionate about what you've created with Group Ad is that, yes, corporations think this way already. They're already conscious of trying to create these linkages through social causes and so on. But I think you shared was revelatory for so many of the nonprofits in the room to help them understand that in order to go out for sponsorship, instead of going out with a begging plate or a cup in their hand to companies trying to figure out how to build this convincing linkage and relationship between the cause and the business and so on, was actually to be able to go to Group Ad, look at the campaigns, and on their own, as the nonprofit, is figure out a strategy that might make sense and put themselves together with the tools of Group Ad and take that idea to corporations, to businesses, which means to businesses of all sizes, with
right.
this packaged idea. I think it was brilliant.
Yeah, and the thing that a lot of nonprofits run up against is they all want to be, you know, the Charity Waters of the world, right? So they all want to be, they all want the massive sponsorship. And there's only so many deals that Starbucks is going to do and only so many deals that Toyota is going to do. And they need to focus on other companies that are in their communities, you know, that can be in their local towns, in their state, in their area, you know, just in their region. I mean, it doesn't have to be Toyota or Starbucks. There's plenty of other companies out there that are making charitable contributions every day that they can tap into. And it opens up, you know, if you're in line, if you have somebody that's in a nonprofit organization calling on Starbucks to try to generate revenue or try to get them to make a donation, it's a long shot. You don't really know whether or not that's going to happen. And if it does, it's a major coup, right? So you have to be able to sell condos at the same time you're selling the multi-million-dollar mansions. You got to try to set up. You have to do something that's going to keep the nonprofit alive while you're trying to close these big transactions with these big sponsors. So I think this is a fantastic way to accomplish that.
Couldn't agree more. And like with Gridiron Alliance, in the past, as Gridiron Alliance, when they've gone out seeking sponsors of any sort, they've been focused on talking about the 100 kids a year that end up as paraplegics and quadriplegics, the good that they do in the life of those 100 kids. Well, Simon was super amazing earlier this year and did a consult with Gridiron for me and helped them to really see that for a sponsor, the fact that they're out helping up to 100 kids a year isn't that big of a deal. How does that translate into more money in that brand? What Simon got
right.
them to recognize was that if they could just talk about the cause in a slightly different way, which is why they're rebranding themselves now, instead of Gridiron Alliance, they're becoming the Community Alliance for Sports Safety. Yes, they still support the 100 kids a year that get these injuries, but they're actually out there as a sports safety organization helping to prevent the 100 injuries a year from happening in the first place. Now that they're going out with that as the message instead of help us fix these 100 broken kids, what a huge difference it is in the eyes of the sponsor. That's something they really want to hang their hats on. Hey, we're going to help improve the safety of all sports. We're going to help keep kids from ending up in wheelchairs and a center, a home for life. And we're actively doing something about that as well. Very different message to a sponsor.
I agree. And if you have the tools to get that message out, you know, once that sponsor says, you know what, I buy into that story, I buy into what you're doing. Now how do I get exposure for my participation in the story that you have? How do I get exposure for what I'm doing, you know? And a lot of times they won't directly say that because people are going to be reluctant to be so directly, you know, saying, hey, what do we get in exchange for supporting this nonprofit organization? So that's why it's to the benefit of the nonprofit organization to come in with it and say, here's what you can get. Here's how we can get you exposure for what you're doing. Here's how we can get you exposure for your participation.
They really are your best sales force, aren't they?
Yeah, they're passionate and they believe in what they're doing and they need money. So this is a great tool to help them accomplish that.
And for the nonprofits, do you actually provide them with the materials they would need to go make a presentation to a company about what it means to participate in group ad, for example?
We don't have that, but we do have just the group ad site itself. So they can show, you know, they can show the group ad platform to the brand. And within the group ad platform, it has all of the information about what it does. And, you know, what one thing that it's fantastic at doing is accumulating who the brand advocates are. So when you run a group ad program, you're done with your campaign or even during the campaign, you can understand who the people are that are becoming your advocates. Now, this is valuable for both the nonprofit and for the brand themselves because the brand wants to know who's willing to support this type of thing. And then we can take a snapshot of those people and say, okay, these people are, you know, females 25 to 34 that are have an interest in these things. And then we can get a look at what those people look like, and then we can help then the brand or the nonprofit organization retarget those type of people in the future to seek either additional business or donations from the nonprofit perspective.
Those analytics are important.
Very. That's the whole reason you do these type of things, is really to understand who these customers are, establish the relationship, and keep it ongoing. So you don't just end with one campaign. You keep the momentum going from one campaign to the next to keep your advocates involved, to keep the people that you know are passionate about what you're talking about involved, whether it's whether it's football injuries or whether it's a disease. You know, you passionate about what you're doing, involved in the conversation.
Yes, yes, yes. And you mentioned something else. You mentioned story. story is so critical in using GroupBat, right?
Yeah, I mean, for the nonprofit organization as well, right? So you have to have your story in line. What is it that you're trying to tell the world about what you're doing so that people can remember? What is your story going to be that's going to engage the user? You know, how is it? How am I going to be compelled to be engaged with what you're telling me about? That's the, you know, that's the important part of when you're setting up a campaign like this. You have to have your, you know, you have to have your story right. Why is this important to the world? Why is this important to the community? And why should a brand support that? And what benefit does a brand get from supporting that? That's all. The whole story ties together that way.
And how does the company come up with that story? Not all companies can afford to go hire Simon to help them build it.
No, but they can, you know, there's some great, there's fantastic books out there. There's a great book called Tell the Win. I don't know if you ever heard this, the Peter Guber book, which is Tell the Win, which is a fantastic book about creating your story and what the how to go about creating a story. And a lot of the references in the book are around nonprofit issues. But there's, you know, lots of different things you can do to create a story that becomes compelling to somebody that you're trying to sell something to. And you have to identify also what is that you're trying to sell. You know, what is it you want to sell to people?
Oh, I'm just looking at it on Amazon. Tell to Win, Connect, Persuade, and Triumph with the Hidden Power of Story, Kindle Edition. I am going to grab that one right now.
That's
that
a great
book.
That
looks like a fantastic book.
That book and, you know, there's a fantastic book, you know, just about the sales process, the Chet Holmes book, The Ultimate Sales Machine, I think it is called.
That's a great
it's a
book
fantastic
as well.
Book. Yeah, it's a good book. But this, you know, this one's more focused around telling the story and how you create the story and the steps in creating the story. So maybe next week Peter Guber will get on the phone with you guys and give you a lowdown on the book.
Linda, you hear that?
I do. Do you have his phone number? I'll get it from you after the show.
There you go.
And for those of you interested in checking out the book, askggg.com/tell2win. askggg.com/tell2win will get you there on Amazon. I just grabbed a copy on Kindle for myself. That's my next book to read. Linda and I have had some great people on the show this year. Many of them have recommended books that have totally changed our lives. For example, Michael Masterson's book, Great Leads. Have you ever read it?
I have not. What's it called?
Great Leads, L-E-A-D-S.
Okay.
And leads in this case doesn't refer to generating leads for your business. It refers to the introductory portion of your copy. Your pre-head, your head, your sub-head. But the whole book really is about understanding the five levels of awareness that your audience might be at any given moment. And throughout the book, it's explaining the six types of messages that attract people at the different levels of awareness. And so often in marketing, people are out there talking in a way that would reach someone at a most aware level of awareness, meaning that they already know they have a problem, they already know about the solutions that exist to it, they already know about your unique solution, they're just actively looking for the best deal on it. And while people are out there talking to that audience is at most 3% of the people that are your ideal customers. Most of your audience is going to be at the opposite end of the scale. They're usually either not aware or at most problem aware. At the not aware level, they don't even know they have a problem. They therefore don't know about any solutions. They don't even know about yours. At the problem aware level, just above that, they know they have a problem, but they're so stuck in the pain of that problem, they really don't know about the solutions that exist. They therefore don't know about your unique solution. 60% of your audience is at one of those two levels. So to go out with a message talking about how great your product is, which really only reaches the 3% at a most aware level, isn't going to get you a lot of results in your business. The whole idea behind story is that in using stories, it is much easier to reach people at the lower levels of awareness so that you really can get the lion's share of your audience to want what it is you've got to offer. It's a wonderful book that's easy and quick to read. You can read it in a couple of hours. That really helps you to better identify those five levels of awareness and what they are for your ideal customers. It's revolutionized my thinking about marketing in a big way. I would think
and there's
it would
a
the
second
same thing
element
for you.
To great leads, Chris, that's really incredible. I suspect it's similar to what Peter has done with his book, Great Leads. I started reading the book, and I was on page 3, and I started laughing, and I went all the way back to page 1, sentence 1. Because it's written by copywriters, what you start to realize is every sentence in the book is modeling speaking to those five levels of awareness. So not only are they, quote, teaching you as you work through the book, but they're literally modeling it sentence by sentence throughout the entire book. In the same way that Peter, with his stories as he's sharing them, is modeling how to think about and craft a story.
That's fantastic. I look forward to reading it.
Yeah, it's really remarkable.
And
Peter,
we learned about
that from
having a copywriter on our show one day. Barry Nicholson was just talking about copywriting and brought up great leads, and Linda and I have been talking about it for the last 6 months.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Linda.
Chris, I would love it if you would run through the various, I'll call them apps, that you created, because whether you're a business or you're the nonprofit, I think it really is about thinking through business strategy and relationship building strategy to understand each of these different apps that one could use on GroupAd. Because if I remember correctly, there were either 9 or 12 different approaches one could take.
Yeah, we have an app that is for, like I mentioned, the catalog app. We have a quiz app so that people can start a quiz around a particular issue. We're doing that for a Hanes Celestial program right now where people answer questions that the brand wants to know about. We have a gift registry so people can, brands can put their gifts, their items in there, and then consumers can create a gift registry around those items and then send them to their friends. So that would be an example of a nonprofit would get a dollar for every gift registry created by the fans. So they upload all their products, their fans come in, they start spreading the message, and for everyone created, there's money donated to the nonprofit. Or then we have a wish list, which is similar to a gift registry, but it's a wish list. We have a pledge where people can take a pledge for something. They can say, hey, we want to take a pledge for this particular activity. And then we have voting, which is being added, where you'll be able to vote on particular items. And we're adding around 3 to 5 a month to the platform. So when you sign on the platform, you get access to all of them. So you can use as many as you want.
Wow. And so you simply pick and choose what you're going to do that particular week or that particular month.
Exactly. You can choose what you want, and then it doesn't have to be, you know, you can keep running the same kind of campaign, or you can switch it up, or you can run multiple campaigns at the same time. It doesn't matter whether it's one or 10 of them. You know, you could choose to run all of them at the same time if you'd like.
Wow. And what do you recommend? What is the most effective way, both for the brand and for the nonprofit, to use just one or to use several if you can?
I think it's better to use one at a time, parlay those consumers that participate into the next campaign. I think if you run too many at one time, it gets confusing. But you definitely want to keep going and running one, and then next month run another, and then next month run another, you know, or even for, you know, run one for 2 or 3 months, keep it going like that. I think that's the best approach, because that enables you to continue to build your consumer base of people that are participating in the programs. It helps you continue to identify who your influencers are and then keep that relationship going with them.
Yeah, because you can't just engage your audience, like really get them to interact with you when they just see something once. So to have different things that you're doing, hoping that at some point everybody that's an ideal customer resonates with what you're doing at that point in time really does make sense. But it is so hard to get the engagement to happen when you're doing too many things at the same time. It just doesn't work well.
There's another element that comes to mind, Chris, as you're describing each of these, which is, especially in the world of philanthropy, reasons for people being passionate about a cause have changed over the years. And so what engages someone who is under 35, who is fairly new in their career, is quite different than somebody who's over 55 and has had a long career, has put money aside, is thinking about legacy in a very different way than a younger consumer. And so what your platform allows a nonprofit to do is think about who might their donors be and package that thinking along with ideas from the group ad platform to take that to potential business owners, sponsors, and so on. And it allows the sponsors, these businesses who are trying to think of how do we connect with each next generation and make them loyal, passionate evangelists of our brand. So it's working. It's a tool that serves from either beginning point.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that if you identify who those people are, a lot of times brands think their audience is one thing, and then when they go online and they look at analytics, they find out that it's another. So I think that's a big benefit of social media and analytics around it, is that you can really identify who these customers are. And then once you can identify who your segments are, you can understand how to talk to them and how to communicate with them. But if you're trying to tell a 15-year-old story to that person that's retired and to that person that's, you know, the real donator, then that's, you know, you're not going the right path. But you need some tools to help you understand that, to help you understand who your contributors are, who your followers are. And then even at that, understanding who your advocates are versus your contributors. You may have a lot of people out there that are advocates but aren't actually contributors.
That's a really good point.
That's okay. I mean, it's okay that they're advocates. It's just that it's okay that they're advocates. You just want to be able to use them as advocates. You know, it's not that they're not good. It's just that you want to understand that these people probably aren't going to donate. You know what I mean? They're probably not going to donate to whatever you're doing, but they could be a great tool in giving exposure for the nonprofit.
So how do you know, for someone who's just starting out that hasn't had a lot of feedback, to know what the right audience is? How do you know who to start talking to first?
Well, when you run a campaign on our platform, then you would understand, right? You would understand who those
influencers
are. Oh,
it's going to tell you right away.
Right, exactly. It's going to tell you who they are. So.
Gotcha. So you just start out talking to a more generic audience, not a very specific audience. See what feedback that gets you. Once you've identified who responded to it, then you can start being more specific.
Exactly.
And this is what I tell my people all the time. Until you've actually started going out and doing something so that you can get the feedback, it really is difficult to build your business strategically. It takes getting that feedback started. in order to figure it out. Even the whole idea of the levels of awareness. You don't know what level of awareness someone is at until you've gotten in front of some people to see who responds and who doesn't. Really, really important. The sooner you can get out there and start getting that feedback, the easier everything becomes, whether we're talking about social media, whether we're talking about what you're going to do in email marketing, doesn't really matter. As soon as you figure out who that audience is, now you can really connect with them at the right level. I love the idea of using group ad, no matter what kind of business you are, just to start getting the feedback so that you can then look at the analytics and figure out who's responding. What a great idea.
Well, thank you. We've been working on it for a while now, so it's been something we're passionate about.
Well, that's really awesome. And is it difficult to get started with it?
No, it's really easy. You just go to groupad.com, and within 15 minutes you could launch a campaign. We're adding the ability for nonprofits to add themselves, but at this time the nonprofits have to get in touch with us to get added. But we're adding the ability in our next version for them to add themselves into the platform. So they'd actually, if they want to get added to the platform, nonprofits at this point need to get in touch with us and just let us know who they are, and then we do some checking on them, make sure that it's a legit nonprofit organization, and then we add them to the platform.
And I would think that especially for nonprofits, that's going to do two things. Yes, it gives them this tool that they can use to go out to sponsors with, but those companies using GroupEd somehow get to see the list of nonprofits as well, right?
Correct. So you could, you know, a lot of times it's just a brand comes in and they see the nonprofits that are participating, and they, you know, they use, choose one of them from the list, even though they don't know who they are. They may look at their profile and say, oh, okay, this is a good nonprofit for us to support.
Yeah, so for that nonprofit, this by itself ends up bringing donors and sponsors to you without you having to do much of anything to go out and find the sponsor.
Exactly. You just put your name out there because, you know, a lot of these smaller brands don't know how to go about establishing these relationships with nonprofits either. It's kind of it cuts both ways. If I'm a small brand, I don't know where to start on how to cut a deal with a nonprofit organization. So this helps both the nonprofit and the brand.
I can definitely see that. What kind of information do you need in order to add a nonprofit to the GroupEd platform?
We just need to know the name of the nonprofit organization. We just need to know their tax ID number so that we can check that they're an accredited nonprofit organization. We look at their website and we look at their profile and just make sure that they're credible. Make sure that we don't have anybody that's trying to raise money on the platform that's not a credible nonprofit organization.
Absolutely. And is there any information that they provide that would help the sponsors to make a decision about which nonprofit to work with?
Just a story, you know, again, just their story about themselves, what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Right back to that story again.
Yeah, it's the most important thing. It's a very important component.
And I usually tell companies, I often get people who really want to do good in the world. They therefore think that they need to be a nonprofit organization because they assume that in order to do good, that's the only way to do it. I usually suggest that they shouldn't start out as a nonprofit. They should start out as a for-profit company. And underneath that for-profit, perhaps have a non-profit division, which you can do from a legal perspective. That's another story. But if they start out as a for-profit company, not as a non-profit company, it becomes much easier. Like with Tom's Shoes as an example. Tom's does a heck of a lot of good in the world, But as a nonprofit, just going out to give shoes away in third world countries, they don't have enough oomph to fuel what they want to do good. By becoming a for-profit company that strategically plans how the for-profit side becomes the thing that does good, they now have a way to make more money to do more good at the same time. Is that something you recommend too, or if they're just getting started, just start out as a nonprofit?
Well, that's not really my expertise, right? I don't. I'm good at, we're good at helping marketers do their marketing, but so I'm not really schooled in the idea of how you know a nonprofit organization should start. But we're good at helping them understand how they can market themselves and how they can get partnerships with brands. So I don't really know if that's valuable or not.
Well, they can come see me to get help with that then. And I'll then pass them back over to you to get their message out to the world.
That sounds good to me.
Great way to do it. Linda, what else would you like to know from Chris today?
I felt it was so important to be able to bring him to share with our audience because, Gina, you and I speak of relationship marketing and building business systems to help take businesses to a wider audience, to their ideal customers and so on. And I just felt it was so important to have people understand that that which feels really complicated to so many smaller businesses actually has been tremendously simplified by what Chris and his team have created with group ads. And so I'm just so thrilled to be able to have you spend this entire hour with us, Chris. Is there anything that you would like the smaller business to have in mind, whether it's the nonprofit or it's the business themselves, as they're thinking about how to create this connectedness?
They can try a lot of things and they don't have to spend a lot of money to do mobile applications or to do social applications. There's lots of tools like ours out there that can get them involved in this type of marketing that does not cost a lot of money but can have a significant impact. So it's really valuable. It's very valuable.
Well, and so just to remind our listeners, you can find Chris at either socialreality.com, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y, socialreality.com, or just go straight to groupad.com and get the platform there. You can get started right now for as little as $30 a month, which is just ridiculous. I've never heard of anybody being able to get mobile apps to use for less than that. I mean, that's just crazy, Chris. I don't know how you guys do it.
And here's the irony. For more than 20 years, I've been on the board of a nonprofit that we've grown from. It's actually a nonprofit that makes interest-free loans in the marketplace for education, for housing, for emergency, and so on. And we've grown that from $400,000 to more than $11 million in loans. When I think about how compelling it is to donors to know that the donations they make are loans, the money comes back in and goes back out, it's a multiplier effect. And then when I add on to this the simplicity of being able to go to this platform and try different approaches in order to create the connection between the nonprofit and people in the marketplace as consumers who might be interested in different causes or different kinds of programs or different uses of their donated monies, it's brilliant. And I so appreciate being able to talk about this all so thoroughly today so we really have our listeners understand whether you are involved in a nonprofit and the aha just went off about how to connect your nonprofit in this fashion, or you're a business that's looking for how you can create the multiplier effect of the causes, the social causes you're interested in with your ideal customer. I just thank you so much, Chris, for this really thorough discussion today.
Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Linda and I will be back next Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Breakthrough Directions here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again, Chris. This is a fabulous hour, and I can't wait for our listeners to get over and check out Group Ad. Take care, everybody. We'll see
you
all next
much.
Tuesday.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Join us Tuesday at noon Eastern for the next episode of Breakthrough Directions, from relationship marketing to business success.